Just 2 days ago, we were having a joint service at Fraser View, and it's indeed a privilege for my first time seeing that all so many different churches,
different congregations coming together to celebrate Easter, Good Friday.
兩日之前呢，我哋剛剛同好多唔同嘅教會一齊去紀念受苦節，咁咧係我第一次嘅經驗，同我同唔同嘅弟兄姊妹、同教會弟兄姊妹一齊敬拜。Let
us pray before the it's a burning message on my heart to share this morning service. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you are so you are risen today, and even as we celebrate more than 2,000 years ago, what you have done on the cross. Lord, it's still very real, very vivid, and what you did and what you have conquered on the cross. Help us, each one of us, before we leave this place, that we will take home what you have for us, this message on 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I know it's a packed service. I hope that we'll leave here by 12. If you were asked, who or what is your worst enemy, what would your answer be? A reporter was interviewing an old man on his 100th birthday, and I recently met a person whose mother is 100 years old, and this reporter asked the old man, what are you most proud of? And the old man said, I don't have an enemy in the world. And the reporter said, wow, so inspirational, what a beautiful thought. Yup, added the old man, I outlive every last one of them. When I asked Google, what or who is your worst enemy? The answer is, your worst enemy is yourself. According to scripture, however, our enemy, our greatest enemy is Satan. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Now, some culture will ask, were taught to embrace death. They don't see death as an end. They see death as an interlink between this world and the next world. And the Catholic Church, they incorporate the All Souls Day or All Saints Day to remember the martyrs that die. And they celebrate that on November the 1st. That's why we have Halloween, which is the eve of November the 1st. It's an All Souls Day. And the Hispanic, they call it the Day of the Dead. And in my country, we also, the Chinese culture, we have the Hungry Ghost Festival, where they honor the dead. And funerals were considered more elaborate, more big, bigger than weddings sometimes. Because they have this active remembrance of the dead and sometimes a connection with the dead. There's this actor, Woody Allen. He stated, I'm not afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens. But what do scripture teaches us? 1 Corinthians, just now Robert has read to us, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 26 says, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. For Christian, death is not a friend. It is not something we embrace. It's not, there's no interlink between this world and the next world. It's an enemy. But because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, death has been defeated. We no longer need to fear death. At this season, we celebrate, we remember the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because without the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no hope for mankind. Now, the Greek philosopher, they taught that at death, the physical body perishes, but the soul lives on.
希臘的哲學家,他們教說死亡的時候,身體就會毀滅,但是靈魂是依然存在的。
And the agnostic, they believe that the spirit is good, but the body is evil.
諾斯底主義,他們相信靈是好的,但是肉體是邪惡的。
So to them, they want to live in this physical, they want to be free from this physical body, so they want to have a spirit bodiless body, kind of a bodiless state.
所以他們希望在肉體中可以離開肉體得著自由，讓他們生活在一個只是靈性、沒有肉體的狀態裡面。
But the body is not evil. It's decaying, it's subjected to limitation, it suffers pain, sicknesses, and eventually death. But later on, we'll talk about, we will have a resurrected body.
肉體其實不是邪惡, 當然它會慢慢衰殘, 會有痛苦、有限制、有疾病，甚至最後會死亡。我遲些會再講肉體的復活。
So according to scripture, the word of God, Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And this is what resurrection means. He rose again on the third day.
根據聖經所講，耶穌是死亡、埋葬，但第三日他復活。
And I have four pointers.
有四點我會同大家分享嘅。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that our sin have been paid for.
耶穌基督的復活是證明了我們的罪已經被買贖了。
The wages of sin is death. Yes, the wages of sin is death. All of us will encounter death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And Jesus has paid the price for the wages of sin.
罪的工價是死，但神已經透過祂的復活去將我們買贖了。
At the cross, we receive forgiveness, redemption, and we are offered eternal life. We are accepted by God.
透過十字架，我們的罪得到寬恕，而我們都是被神再接納。
Secondly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that the sacrifice is sufficient to meet the wrath and the justice of God.
第二點就是耶穌基督的復活，是證明了祂的犧牲是足夠去滿足神的憤怒和公義。
When Jesus died, he bore the full wrath of God as if he were the guilty sinner. He was made sin for us.
耶稣死的时候，他担当了我们的罪，就好像那个受罪的罪人当一样，承受了神所有的愤怒。
His death testified that God is angry. God did not tolerate sin. It's not that God just, you know, kind of, okay, you sin, it's okay. God hated them because it brought in a separation. Light and darkness cannot walk in fellowship.
他的死亡见证了神对于罪的愤怒。神不容忍罪，神是很恨恶罪的，因为罪会带来隔离，就好像光和黑暗不可以走在一起一样。
But Isaiah 53 verse 5 said, Jesus was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
以賽亞書53章5節這樣說, 那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Thirdly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ proved that he overcame the penalty and the power of sin.
第三点，佢复活咧，证明咗耶稣已经胜过罪嘅刑罚同埋能力。
Wouldn't it be enough that Jesus just died and buried?
耶稣就咁死咗同埋埋葬，系咪已经足够咧？
He paid the price, so he died.
佢已经付咗代价啦，佢已经死咗啦。
But his resurrection is not just an add-on to an important work.
但佢嘅复活咧，并唔系一个咁重要嘅工作上面嘅一个附加品。
His death was important, but his resurrection was also very important because it shows that he did not succumb to the result of sin.
佢嘅死亡好重要，但佢复活同样都系重要，因为证明咗耶稣冇对罪嘅结局去屈服。
If the cross is the full payment for our sin, the resurrection is the receipt showing that the perfect Son of God has made the perfect sacrifice.
如果十字架系代表我哋嘅罪得到完全嘅救赎，耶稣基督嘅复活就系一个嘅证明一个收据啊，证明咗耶稣已经系付上所有嘅赎价。
He has overcame the penalty and the power of sin by rising from the dead.
他的復活就證明了他已經勝過罪的死亡、罪的能力和罪的刑罰。
Fourthly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that we, his followers, will one day receive also new resurrected body and eternal life.
耶稣基督的復活也是證明了我们的信徒最后是会有身体的复活和永生。
Just now in 1 Corinthians, we read a few chapters here and there, because the Corinthian church, they believe about Jesus' resurrection, but they say that is only for Jesus.
刚才我所读的《哥林多前书》那里，我看到哥林多人，他们相信耶稣的复活，但他觉得这个复活只是给他自己的。
They believe that Jesus' resurrection was only a one-time event.
他觉得耶稣的复活只是一次过的事件。
But scripture says that cannot be. If there's no physical resurrection of those who died in Christ, then Christ has not even risen.
但圣经告诉我们，这个不是。他所说的，若不是多人，所死的人都是复活的时候，耶稣基督就不会复活。
We cannot have selective resurrection. It is either all of us are raised, or not even Christ will be raised.
我们所有
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21 to 22.
Testing.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 to 22, it says, since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. But for in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive.
哥林多前书十五章二十一至十二节咁样讲：死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
So we are all descendants of Adam, the first man that God made.
我哋所有人咧都系亚当嘅后裔。
We will all experience death because of Adam's sin.
因为亚当嘅罪咧，所以我哋每一个人都会经历死亡。
But if we believe in Jesus, we are in union with Christ. We will also all be raised with Him.
但我哋相信耶稣基督嘅人，我都同佢联合，所以最后都会同佢一齐复活。
This union with Christ is our guarantee.
所以呢个同基督嘅联合就系个保证。
And Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 to 19, we didn't read that, but he was arguing, if Christ did not rise, death still had power over Christ and had defeated him. If death had power over Jesus, then Jesus is not God. If Jesus is not God, he cannot offer a complete sacrifice for our sin. If Jesus cannot offer our complete sacrifice, our sin are not completely paid. You and I are still in our sin. And if Christ is not risen, then those who have died in Christ have perished. Our gathering, our preaching today, our teaching, our faith in Him is useless. We are misrepresenting God because we preach Christ's resurrection. We are the world most petty and living in delusion.
保罗在哥林多前书15-14、14-19节嗰度讲到，如果基督冇复活嘅时候，罪就系仍然有胜过罪就系胜过基督，亦都打败咗基督。如果死亡系胜过耶稣嘅话，耶稣就唔系神。如果耶稣唔系神嘅时候，佢就唔能够提供一个完全嘅为我哋嘅罪提供一个完全嘅牺牲。如果耶稣冇为我哋嘅罪提供一个完全嘅牺牲嘅时候，我哋嘅罪就冇完全嘅被买赎。你同我亦都喺罪嘅当中。呢若果冇复活嘅时候，就系基督里睡了嘅人亦都系灭亡。所以我哋嘅聚会、我哋嘅讲道、我哋嘅教导、我哋嘅信心，一切都系徒然嘅。我哋就错误咁样去代表神，我哋就会变成世界上最可怜嘅人，活喺个假象嘅当中。
Therefore, the divinity of Christ, which means God, Christ is God, depends on His resurrection.
所以基督嘅神圣系依赖佢嘅复活。
The sovereignty of Christ hinges on His resurrection. He's powerful.
基督嘅主权亦都系喺佢嘅。
Our justification rests on His resurrection. We are justified. We are made right with God. Rests on His resurrection. Our regeneration, our new birth, our growth, our transformation is influenced by His resurrection. Our ultimate resurrection hangs on His resurrection.
You must be my boy.
Yes.
There's always one more. Our ultimate resurrection hangs on His resurrection. Our
have been totally changed.
耶稣的空坟墓是一个历史的事实，因为耶稣的门徒和多过500个耶稣跟随者，他们都是见证着耶稣的复活和他的升天。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were commanded to celebrate this feast called the Feast of First Fruits, and they have to gather the crops and they give it to God as a first fruit offering in anticipation that God will also bless them throughout the rest of the whole harvest.
在旧圣经旧约里边咧，讲到以色列人会纪念一个叫做初熟节嘅日子，咁佢咧会将初熟嘅果子带到去神嘅面前去献上，佢哋希望咧神会祝福佢哋整个嘅收割。
And when do they celebrate this feast？
佢哋几时去纪念呢个节日嘅咧
？Three days after Passover，
就喺逾节嘅之后嘅第三日。
Jesus' resurrection was on the exact day of the Feast of First Fruits。
耶稣基督的复活亦都正好是初熟节的日子。
Jesus is the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. He is the first to return from the dead.
耶稣的复活就是这些睡了的人、沉睡的人的初熟的果子，亦都是第一个从死里面回来的。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, right now our preaching, our faith, our teaching is powerful to bring salvation.
正因为耶稣基督的复活，所以当我们去讲到救恩的时候，我们就带着能力。
In light of this,
基于这个真理，
how are we called to live our lives?
我们应该怎么去活出我们的生命呢？
Because Jesus lives, we live. Because Jesus is resurrected, we also will receive a resurrected body. How is God calling us to live our life?
因为耶稣基督复活，我都将会有我哋复活身体嘅时候，我哋应该点样去活出我哋生命咧
？Sometimes we live such a comfortable life on this earth. We have no evidence that we believe in that we will one day go to heaven.
有时我哋咧活得好舒服嘅时候，安舒嘅时候，我都好似咧都唔知几时会翻到天家咁样。
The disciples of Jesus, on the other hand, they give up almost everything. They gave up their wealth, their positions, their power, their comfort, their very lives.
耶稣基督的门徒相反，他们放弃了所有的东西，包括了他们的财富、他们的地位、权力和他们的生命。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11,
在腓立比书3章10至11节这么说，
Apostle Paul said, To know Christ,and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of suffering, of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead.
经文使徒保罗咁讲，佢话使我认识基督，晓得他信，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也可以得从死里复活。
Paul.He was kind of an anchor in the first in the New Testament. He fought death almost every day. He fought the wild beasts. He was shipwrecked 3 times. He was bitten 30 something times, and he would not have lived like that if he did not know that there will be a greater reward awaiting him.
使徒保罗咧，佢喺佢嘅生命当中经历咗好多好多唔同嘅痛苦同埋难处。如果佢唔系知道将来有咁大奖赏等待佢嘅时候，佢唔会咁样去活。
In 1993 to 2005, we kind of went in and out of America.
我哋有一段时间咧，都系喺美国度进出。
We were on a 2-3 years deployment.
因为咧，我哋有一个大概两三年嘅一个短期嘅部署。
And when we were there, we know we were on short-term mission.
我哋知道我哋自己系一个短期嘅任务。
We would buy second-hand cars, second-hand appliances, second-hand furniture.
所以咧，我哋所买嘅车啊、家电啊、家具啊，所有都系二手嘅。
Even though we love it there, we made a lot of road trips, traveled extensively, made a lot of new friends, but we know one day we will return back to Singapore.
虽然咧，我哋好中意嗰度，识咗好多朋友，或者甚至喺嗰度咧都行去咗好多嘅地方，但系我哋知道最终咧，我哋都要翻去新加坡。
That should be the life we live right here on this earth, because we are on a short-term pilgrimage.
我哋咧应该怀住呢个嘅心态生活吓，因为我哋实在就系只系一个世界上面一个短暂嘅客旅。
Charles Spurgeon, he had this article called Die Daily。
一个人叫做 Charles Spurgeon， 佢有个咁叫做一个嘅讲到点样去每日去准备面对死亡。
And he said a few pointers, but I'll only highlight 4. He said, consider the certainty of death。
其中有几点嘅，第一点咧就系话考虑到咧死亡嘅真实性。
Even though you might live to 100, like my friend's mom, one day we will still die.
你要知道其实有一日你终系会死嘅。
Second point is hold this world with a loose hand.
第二样就话唔好用去抓住呢个世界嘅时候咧，唔好揸得咁紧。
Don't hold it with a tight fist, with a loose hand.
只要咧好放用个松嘅手去揸住就好啦。
Third point is live in such a manner that you are not ashamed to die at any moment.
用一个咧，你随时都唔会为随时都可以死亡，但系唔会感到羞耻嘅生活态度。
If we do not have a relationship with Jesus, then we would be because we do not have assurance where we go.
如果系同耶稣基督冇关系嘅时候咧，我哋就会成日都会担心死亡。
But this morning we have good news for you. Jesus has paid the price for our eternal life, for our resurrected bodies.
咁最後好個信息俾大家，因為我哋知道耶穌基督已經為我哋付上代價。
And the fourth point is have all your affairs in order so that you are ready to be with Jesus.
第四點咧就係將你所有嘅事情都準備好、打理好，讓你隨時都可以預備迎見耶穌。
How are you living your life?
你點樣活出你嘅生命咧
？Even as believers, sometimes we forget we are so engrossed in the fast red world.
所以我哋信徒，第一次咧，我都俾呢个世界咧去影响到我哋。
In our achievement, in our attaining education, good jobs, we forget that one day we have to let all of this go.
我哋有可能係唔同嘅，無論工作啊，或者教育啊，樣嘢都好。有時我知道有一日我都要放棄呢啲嘢。
A little boy and his father was driving down a country road on a beautiful spring morning.
喺一個美麗嘅春天嘅下午咧，有個小朋友同佢嘅爸爸一齊喺個郊區嘅公路上面揸車。
Suddenly, out of nowhere, a bumblebee entered the car window.
突然間咧，就大黃蜂入咗佢哋嘅車嘅窗裏邊。
Since the little boy was deadly allergic to bee sting, he became petrified.
因為咧個細路仔咧，如果俾蜜蜂針咧，佢就會好敏，就會敏感，所以佢就好驚好驚，擘到咧目定口呆。
The father reached out, grabbed the bee, and tried to release it out of the window.
爸爸咧捉咗只蜜蜂，嘗試咧掟佢出去窗外邊。
But as soon as he let it go, the bee came back into the car, and the boy started screaming.
但係咧，當佢放手嘅時候咧，只蜜蜂又飛翻入嚟，所以個細路仔就好驚好驚咁大叫。
And the father, seeing his son's terror, once again reached up and grabbed the bee and grabbed the bee.
爸爸見到佢仔好驚，所以咧佢再一次去捉嗰只蜜蜂，捉住蜜蜂。
But this time, as he let go, he pointed to his hand.And there stuck on his skin was the stinger of the bee.
但係今次咧，將佢放手嘅時候咧，佢將隻手去俾個仔睇，佢手上就有被蜜蜂嘅針嘅刺喺裏邊。
You see this? He said to his son, "You don't need to be afraid anymore. I've taken the sting for you."
佢同我仔講：你唔需要再害怕啦，因為我已經為你俾只蜜蜂針咗啦。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 to 57, death.Has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前書十五章五十五至到五十七節咁樣話：死啊，你得勝的權勢在哪裡？死啊，你的毒鈎在哪裡？死的毒鈎就是罪。罪的權勢就是律法。感謝神，使我們藉著我們的主耶穌基督得勝。
Let us pray.
讓我一齊祈禱。
Lord, we thank you that you have taken the sting for us.
天父，我哋感謝你，你為我哋嘅緣故被蜜蜂針咗。
It has been won. The victory has been won for us.
你已經得勝啦。
We no longer need to fear death.
我哋再唔需要惧怕死亡。
And you prove to us by your resurrected body that one day we too will receive a resurrected body.
你嘅复活证明咗俾我睇，我有一日都一齐复活。
Lord, I pray this morning if there's anyone here that do not know this relationship with you.
天父，如果有人当中系认识你嘅时候
，Today is the day of salvation.
今日就成为佢哋嘅得救。
Today they will understand what you have done。
今日佢就明白你所做嘅。
And their hearts will be open。
佢哋嘅心就会俾你打开。
Thank you, Jesus。
多谢耶稣。
Amen。
Amen。